Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on Talmudic methodology. We are on Mida Hey now, Shtei Sibos HaMisnagdos Zo LaZo. And it emerges from the previous shiur, we're on Os Hey, that we have sometimes a gedder of Dichui and sometimes a gedder of Heter, Hutra and Dichuya. Now, Hutra and Dichuya are Misnage to the previous Siba. There's some sort of Siba for Isser, and now the Isser is either Hutra or Nitche. Now, the Siba still exists. The Dichui and the Heter are only Nogea to the Misubav, not to the Etzem Isser, but to what emerges from the Isser, to the effect of the Isser. The difference between Siba and the difference between Hutra and Dichuya is that if it's heter, then the mesubah of the iser, the outcome of the iser, not the etzem iser, but that befall its aser is batel legamrei. That's what Hutra says. That the mesubah is batel legamrei, it's completely nullified. And it's not even there b'koach. And if it's just nitche, then it's there b'koach. But befall, you're allowed to be over on the iser. That's dichuya. V'yischadesh lanu al yedei zeh. And based on this, we have a chiddush that if there's a mitzias, that through a losase alone, there is a losase sheyesh bo kares, the ase is not going to be doche the losase. Even though we could say that since the ase is doche the losase, memel is no more losase that has kares, because the whole losase sheyesh bo kares only comes from the losase alone. But since, like we said, the losase is still there b'koach, so b'koach there's a losase sheish b'kares, and well, there's no din d'chiyah, and we have such a tziur in the Sefer Darkei Moshe, Darkei Kinyanim, Chelik Beis Shmait Design Perak Aleph. We actually had a shiur on this recently. To answer the kash of Tosin Yevamis, who asked, how does the Gemara know that according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin are not allowed, two people are Asr, but Isr Lav, they're not allowed to do B'Yibim or Chalitza, since there's no Tfisis Kedushim B'Chayvei Lavin. So if they're only Chayvei Lavin, so why don't we say that Asi Esei B'Doi Chalosu Sei? So why is there no Chalitza and Yibim by Chayvei Lavin? And the Kushya, it gets starker through the whole Sugi of Aleha. We see from there that by Achas Isha V'Chadoimeh, we would be, if not for the pasuk of Aleh, we would be docher. So even though we're dealing with Allah Sasei Sheish Bokares, Achos Isha, nevertheless, we need a special gilui that it's not doche. So we see that even though there's no tefisas kedushin, it doesn't matter. The essay should still theoretically be doche the los essay. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that according to the Gemara, that chai be'lamin alav v'nei chalitza v'yibum, how does the Gemara know that? How does the Gemara know? Maybe the essay is doche los essay, even though there's no tefisas kedushin. We see the Gemara has to have a special chiddush by los essay shish bokaris l'didan, who hold that there's no tefisas kedushin by chai be'krisis. There needs to be a special gilui that there's no yibum and chalitza. But if not for that, we would say that there is a yibum and chalitza. So here also, why don't we say al tzei lo se dochel as say lo dochel lo se say that there should be yibum and chalitza for chayvei lavin? And there, Rav Amiel has an arichus to answer based on the chakir of the parashas Drachim, who asks, when we say choletz it's for lo mesi abemes, they're not allowed to do yibum, they're only allowed to do chalitza. What's the din if they takar over on this? If there's a lav and asay involved, and they do yibum and chalitza anyway, are they over on the isser? If they do yibum, are you over on the isser of eishes ach? You're not allowed to do yibum, but he did it anyway, so we do go back to the original isser eishes ach. Normally, there's no isser eishes ach by yibum because the Torah was matir. But here, where there's a lav and asay involved, maybe, and therefore the Torah says only do chalitza, not yibum. Maybe when one does yibum, he's over on the isser of eishes ach. And there he proved that it's talui if chai be lavin are tofes kedushin or not. And if it's not, as we were ma'arich to explain, then we go back to the iser of eishes ach. Umemela, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that by Chayav Lavin there's no Tfisis Kedushin, Yibum with a Chayav Lav is also going to have Karis. The Losa say of Isser Eishesach. Every Chayav Lav, according to Rabbi Akiva, by Yibum is also going to be a Karis, because not only is it the Chayav Lav that's in this specific instance, but there's also the Isser of Eishesach. Because the Chayav Lav doesn't allow us do this mitzvah, and if one tries to do it, if one tries to do the yibum, it's also going to be Isser Eishes Ach. And even though on one hand we could say that since the asay is docha los asay, and there's a mitzvah of yibum, there's no more Isser Eishes Ach, that only comes mitzad yibum shelo b'makom mitzvah, but midach gisa we can say that this only applies when the los asay is just a plain old los asay. But since if we're not docha the if the asay is not docha the los asay here, we come out with an asay los asay sheish bo kares eishesach. There's no more din of asay docha. That's what we've been saying. That if the dichui is b'dechias etzem ha-mesub of shelalav af b'vchinas b'koach, if the essay would uproot completely, even b'koach, that there's no more iser, then you can't say there's an alose shesh bokaris. But here it's only coming on, as we said, the b'foal. That b'foal, they're not allowed to be married to each other. Before all, there's a mitzvah, excuse me, of Yibum. And that before all, we want to say is going to be Doch the Los Esei. However, the Los Esei Sheish Bokaris is still there B'koach. It's not uprooting the Los Esei completely. Just before all, it's uprooting the Los Esei. But B'koach, the Los Esei is still there. And if that's the case, B'seder, so before you can be Doch a regular Los Esei. But not a los asay sheish bo karis. You can't come and say that esay is docha los asay when the los asay also has a karis. Even though the karis is mistaif. Here it's only a mistaif. It's only branching out. Because really, here you have a mitzvah yibum. Why doesn't he do the mitzvah? The answer is because of an iser lav. The lav tells you, according to Rabbi Akiva, not to do the yibum. Once the lav tells you not to do the yibum, we say, okay, so let the asay of yibum be docha that lav of the iser between this man and woman that says not to do the yibum. Seder, let it be docha. But if you just docha it, you're not uprooting it completely. And that means that the original problem of Eishes Ach, of your brother's wife, is still in place. Mele here, you would also have to be Docha Los Asay Sheish Bokaris. And that far we can't go. Can't be Docha Los Asay Sheish Bokaris. So you see that the Chi is only on the Befoal and not on the Bekoach. So again, we didn't go into it too much. into the pratim of Amiel's proof over there, but we see the yisod. This is a sheer methodology. So we're understanding the methodology of how it works. Shtei sibos hamidagas nagdos zu lazu. We want to understand the logical construct. We want to understand the lumbus. We want to understand the philosophy, so to speak, of the svaras. So we established the principle that the dichui and heter are only ben ogelam is subav, but not this etzim siba. Because if it were docha the etzim siba, then there's no more loss to say to talk about. The essay is docha completely. But we see that it's not. And therefore we run into the loss to say shesh bokaris, which is still there b'koach, and then it's not docha. Sometimes you have two sibos that are misnakto zulazu, even though the din is that one siba is misgaberis ala shnia, it's hard to determine if the siba shnia is not chal at all, even b'koach, or it's only docha b'foa. Sometimes you have such a tzi, or two sibos that are misnaged, and even though one of them is definitely misgaber, the shaila is, what does that mean? Is it misgaber that it doesn't exist anymore? Is it misgaber that b'foa, but it still exists in b'koach? L'mashal, eda misayef, you have an eda on your side, a person's chai b'shavua, and they have an eda on their side, it patras him from a shavua. And there are two sibos that are misnaged. There's the siba that brings to the chiyuv shvua, and then there's the eid echad that patters from the chiyuv shvua. And if the din is that eid emeseya patters mishvua, that would mean that the siba shniya is misgaberes ala siba rishona. The siba rishona that says you have to swear, and then there's the siba shniya that patters you from the shvua. So this, the pattering of the shvua is misgaber, the eid emeseya. However, there's still a suffix. If the chiyuv shvua which is the mesubav of the siba of modem mixus lamashal is misbatel legamre, or it's just nitcha b'fa'al. When you have an eidah meseya patur mishvua, does that mean that he patur's mishvua, that there's no more shvua at all? Or does that mean, no, there is a shvua, just b'fa'al, he doesn't have to swear? But the shvua still exists b'kach. Ubamis, it's a machlokas rishon. As is well known, there's a kasha in the halacha of Eidim Seya Potter Mishvua from that it says in Baba Kama that a shomer shemaser l'shomer chayiv. That if one shomer gave it to another shomer and the other shomer, and something happened to the object, he's chayev. Why? What about a shvua? Why can't the shomer take a shvua that it wasn't his fault? Well, let the second shomer take a shvua. So Gemara says, Darmalei, because the person who gave the bikkurim can say, At mehim nisli b'shvua. You, I believe. He, I don't believe. Hailo mehim nisli b'shvua. So, why isn't the second shomer an eidah meseyeh? Why doesn't he patur the first shomer from a shvua? Gevaldik. He knows that it wasn't, that it was bonus. So let him patur the first shomer from a shavua. Why do we say shomer shemaser l'shomer? Why are we mechayev the first shomer? So the Rosh writes v'yesh makshim hevel. V'yesh makshim hevel. In my edition of the Midos L'Cheker Halacha it says v'yesh makshim hakol. That's a typo. V'yesh makshim hevel. And the Rosh is metarets, it's not a good kasha, because Eidah Meseya Patur is only from a shvua, but not from mammon. And since the first shomer can't be nishba, and he's a din of mechuyev shvua, v'eino yochel lishava mishalem, therefore the second shomer can't patur him from mammon, because here we have a mammonous issue, not just a shvua issue. It's a mammonous issue. That he's chayev a shvua. And we have a din, and he can't swear. And he can't swear because he doesn't know what happened. He wasn't there. So the rule is, Mechuyev Shvua, Ve'eno Yochel Yishav, Mishalim. So there's Mamanus involved. And the second aid can't patter him, the second Shomer can't patter him from the Mamanus aspect. Therefore, it's not a good kasha, it's a heveldik kasha to say, to ask, why doesn't the second shomer pater the first shomer from Shua Medina Eidim Esayaya? The answer is because their mammon is involved, because he's Mechuyah Shua Benechal Yishav as Mishalim, can't pater from the mammon. But Be'emes, the Yesh Makshim Hevel is not Katla Kanya Bagmi, this is a classic in the rabbinic literature, it's the Ramban himself. So I like to learn that the Hevel is Hevel Havolim, that the Chazal say that, and the Kol Havel, that the whole world stands in the Hevel Piyam Shel Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban, of the children, the holy breath of their mouths, so here also, the holy breath of the Kasher of the Ramban, it's holy Hevel. So what taka here is the Shorosh HaMachlokas? Machlokas is b'tfisas ha'alacha of Eidim Esayah Potter Mishavua. How do you understand Pshat and Eidim Esayah Potter Mishavua? Do we understand that the Eidim Esayah is misalik the chi of Shavua me'ikro? As lo shayich lavoal ze mitam she'en yochel yishav v'mishalim. D'zeu at ha'shlumen rak mistaif me'achi of Shavua, avol kan kashchi of Shavua ein kan. V'meila rein ein dover mistaif me'achi of. If you hold that the Eidim Esayah completely removes any Shavua, and there's no mishum achuyev shvua v'enechal yishav is mishalim. There's no chiyev shvua to start with. And the tashlum in the moment only comes afterwards. But if there's no shvua, it never gets started, never gets off the ground. And that's the svar of the Ramban who asks this kasha. He says, why isn't the second eight patering him? And he doesn't have a problem that his moment is involved because he understands that Eidim Esayah patters you completely from a shvua. It doesn't start. Memela, once it's misalik, the shvua legamre, there's no mammon. He's not a mechuyev shvua v'enyochel yishav is mishalim because there's no mechuyev shvua. But if we understand that the chiyuv is b'koach, there still is a chiyuv b'koach. There still is a chiyuv shvua. But before all the Eidim Esayah paters, but since it still exists b'koach in potential, in potential, v'meila, whatever is mistaif also remains. So he's taka mechuyev shvua sheni yochel yishava. That's mishalei. So how can the Eidim Esayah come and patur from tashlumen? Zayvet nisht. In the footnote to the midos, the hotzas motzad Rav Kook, kana makom. I recently spoke to somebody in this farm business, and he said that Masada Rav Kook would like to put out more last two volumes of Midas Lechekar Halacha with footnotes like they did the first volume, but they don't have money. If money has a few thousand dollars and wants to sponsor it, Adarab, go to Masada Rav Kook. If you want, you can sponsor me. You know, I can do it on my own. Akopanim, in the footnote here, he brings the Chedushe Rav Ruven above Mitzia. Ruven Gozovsky, Simon Aleph and Beis, who was mevar that the three tzadim in the gedra of Eidim Esayah, the three possibilities. One is that the divrei eid is miskabel, and he's yupaterim legamrei from the chi of shvua. Number two is that it's a reyes of etzem amachayv shel eid echad. The reyes, it's not misalik legamrei, but it's a reyes. And number three that there's a chi of shvua, and through the edus it's as if he was nishba. That's what it means, that Eidim Esayah patur mishavua, because when the Eid helps this person out, when the Eid is on the side of this person who's being nitba, so it's as if he took a shavua. So the first side is that there's no chiv at all. The second is that it's just a reyasa on the machayiv of the Eid Echad, that's machayiv the shavua. It's a reyasa, but it doesn't have a complete misalik the chiv. And number three, that it's as if he swore. So it's kedai to be ma'ayin in the Reb Reuven. And in the footnote here, but al kopanim, we see this yisod of whether it's misalik when there are two sibos that are misnaged. Is it legamrei misalik the siba two, legamrei misalik siba one, or it's still there b'koach? We see that it's a machlokas lechara between the Rashi and the Ramban. Ramban holds there's no, when Siba 2, at least in the case of Edom Maseiach, completely knocks out Siba 1. There's no more Chiyuv Shvuah of Bekach. The Rashi holds there is, merely there's Mamonis, merely can't pater from Shvuah. So, Mirtz Hashem, we obviously have loads more to do, and we will hopefully continue in the next Shiur. B'li Nedar, B'siyat HaDishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitain Koach V'moach. Amen, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved friends.